Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I would like to talk about it's obviously in the news a lot at the moment, Prince Harry, and specifically Prince Harry's IQ and why it is so low. Now, in terms of estimating Prince Harry's IQ, there are my estimation is that it is something like 105. Let me run through the reasons for this. First of all, there is a method that is known as wisdom of crowds. Wisdom of crowds is the idea that a crowd, the average answer given by a crowd of people to a quantitative question, will often be reasonably close to the truth. So for Francis Galton noticed this. So you ask a crowd to estimate, for example, how much a particular heifer weighs or whatever it happens to be, or how many sweets there are in a large glass container. And the average of the crowd will often be quite accurate. This is known as the wisdom of crowds. Now, I tried this with my Twitter followers. I took the first 100 answers of the 200 I was given and averaged them up, and the answer came out at just over 100. Now, I think that's a bit low for a number of reasons. What do we have as the evidence of Prince Harry's IQ? Well, first of all, he got into Eton. Now, in general, the average IQ that would be necessary to get into a private school or a grammar school would be something like 110. However, it came to light in 2005 that the person that was marking his test was under a great deal of pressure to try and come up with ways to justify letting him in, and that he was looking for ways to give him points, and that he was really he got in corruptly because he was a member of the royal family. But at that point, they didn't want to be too corrupt, so they wanted to be able to justify letting him in. So therefore, they were giving him points here and there, it seems, in order to get him over the line of approximately 110 and get him into Eton. So that makes me think that maybe his IQ was something like 105. Secondly, if we look at his A-levels, this is his school leaving certificate, these were not very good at all. He got a D in A-level geography, which is rubbish, which is embarrassing. It's particularly embarrassing if you've been to a school like Eton, which is one of the best schools in the world, and so everything is done to push you to your phenotypic maximum possible mark, maximum possible intelligence, and you still get a D. When I was at university, I knew people from Eton. They got A, B, B at their A-levels, and they told me, I said, that's quite good. I said, yeah, but it's not good for my school. So to get a D at Eton, or even a B at Eton, is fairly embarrassing. And for or any public school for that matter. And art, he got a B. Now, there was then a legal case in 2005 where somebody was sacked from, a teacher was sacked from Eton. And she said that the head of art was basically did or substantially did Prince Harry's art A-level coursework for him, and particularly the written component of this coursework. Again, we wonder, well, how much of his geography coursework did the geography teacher do for him, which didn't come to light? So again, he probably got lower than that. He probably would have got a D in art or something like that, and maybe an E or a fail in geography, had it not been for interference. The next piece of evidence that we have is his the fact that he was able to become an army officer and rise to the rank of captain in the army. Normally, the minimum level necessary to IQ necessary to become an army officer in the UK is 110. But again, we can see how there could be corruption involved. There could be ways of getting him over the line. There could be a testing effect and whatever. So I would say, therefore, that a reasonable thing is to say he has an IQ of something like 105. Now, some people say, oh, well, that's too high. I don't agree that's too high. I think that those people that say that, a lot of people that watch this channel are reasonably educated. They don't know what a person with an IQ of 100 is like. It's very rare that a person with an IQ of 100 or 105 is put in public and asked serious questions and has to defend themselves and whatever. So of course he comes across as of low intelligence, but that's because normally we don't see people of that level of intelligence having detailed conversations in the public arena. It simply doesn't really occur, except perhaps on the occasional reality TV show. So I think 105 is quite reasonable, and that with a push, with a bit of corruption and a bit of coaching, it could be got up to 110. Now, why is his IQ this low? Well, I think there's two reasons. One is his mother. His mother clearly had low IQ, probably below average intelligence. She, or despite being a member of the nobility and having gone to the best possible school you could possibly go to, she failed all her O levels, which was the British leaving certificate at 16 rather than 18, which is A levels. Failed all her O levels twice. all her O-levels. I mean, not just the ones like maths and science and English that matter, but the less academic ones. All her O-levels twice. So I would say this woman probably has below average intelligence. As for Prince Charles, I would estimate that he probably has an IQ of something like... There can be a difference of as much as 15 points, by the way, between a brother and a sister, or brother and a brother. So as for Prince Charles, I would estimate that if Prince Harry has an IQ of 105, Charles might have an IQ of 115. And that would be consistent with the fact that in his A-levels... by the way, Harry only did two A-levels as well. So in addition to the fact that he did badly in them, he only did two of them, where most people do three. So he had more time dedicated to them. But anyway, Charles did two A-levels and he got a B and a C. Now, these are quite good marks then. These are quite good marks in the 60s. A B and a C. And he went to Cambridge. Now, at that, obviously, it seems quite obvious that there was a certain amount of... corruption to allow him to get into Cambridge, because even at that time, most people that went to Cambridge, they might have B's at A level at that time, but they would have at least three A levels. Anyway, he went to Cambridge. Now, what you also see with Edward. Edward got two C's and a D, so okay, he's doing three A levels, where Charles is doing two. This is again considerably lower, and there was controversy about it at the time in the early 80s or late 70s. And he also went to Cambridge. So you got now again. You know, doors were open for them because they're royal, but this implies a reasonable level of intelligence, I would say, at that time to get those grades, even from a public school like Gordonstoun, probably something like an IQ of 115. Whereas Anne, they do not reveal her A-level results, and Andrew, they do not reveal his A-level results, so presumably he did so badly they don't want to reveal them, and that he never went to university. So what this would be consistent with is the idea that probably Prince Philip was reasonably intelligent, and that high, and remember that him and the Queen were second cousins, and Charles and Edward, by genetic chance, inherited through those combinations reasonably high intelligence of about 115, something like that. The Queen, probably of about average intelligence, and that was certainly what was inherited by Prince Andrew, and perhaps Anne, we don't know, but certainly I would say Prince Andrew. And so then the result of that is through the roulette wheel of heredity, Prince Charles ends up with an IQ of about 115, I would think. Diana, it could be 95. And the result is that Prince William ends up with an IQ of something like 115. He got A, B, C at A level, which is really not very... I mean, from Eton particularly is not very good. But it's respectable, I suppose, at least in those days, in the year 2000 or whatever. And Prince Harry, the other way, his intelligence is more remember, it's highly polygenic intelligence. So it's lots of genes working together. And so all that would have happened, you've got Prince Charles having genes in common with Princess Diana because of inbreeding and whatever. And therefore, the result is that it's Prince William who ends up with the brains, with an IQ of perhaps 115 or something like that, and Prince Harry with an IQ of perhaps 105. And it is placing someone in the public arena like this with an IQ of 105, which is bound to cause them problems. And I think we are seeing this play out. And journalists are perfectly happy to say, oh, well, you know, he's not the sharpest tool, not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And no, he's not. And these are the reasons why. And goodbye.
Hello, hello, hello. The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke, joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!